What is Yuletide? What's the difference between Yuletide and Christmas? And what is Celtic Christmas? Plus, hobbits show up in my latest Christmas single. It's all on Pub Songs and Stories number 246. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Welcome all. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season, and the kids got to decorate a Christmas tree yesterday. A Christmas tree. It was not ours. And that seemed kind of weird or an odd thing to do. And maybe it's my solitary nature. I don't ever remember decorating someone else's tree. I never thought of a tree decorating as sort of a group or communal experience. But then again, I've never quite had friends like those I have here in Georgia. So hopefully our tree will be up in time and I'll be able to share the pictures and videos that I still need to do for the holiday season. So stay tuned for all of that. Today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Thanks to my newest patron, Brian Petty. Thank you, Brian. I can't begin to thank you enough for your support. I'm getting close to releasing my new song, Blink, over on Patreon. I finally recorded it fully, more than just a video. I also recorded Come Adventure With Me, and that's the next single for the In The Verse podcast. And very soon, I will share my plans for 2022 over on Patreon. They will include a big change to this podcast and other things I'm doing, so stay tuned for that. What are you doing while listening to Pub Songs and Stories? I'd love your thoughts and feedback. So take a picture of yourself or where you are or what one of these stories reminds you of. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag PubStories so I can find it and share your story. All right, today we are talking about Yuletide and Christmas. And as I was, I put out a single that came out the end of last month, I guess, called Yuletide. And it struck me that I really don't know anything about Yuletide. And so I went to Wikipedia to find out a little bit more, and I'm going to share that with you now. Yule is a winter festival historically observed by the Germanic people. Much like Christmas, it has pagan roots. Scholars connected the original celebrations of Yule to the wild hunt, the god Odin, and the pagan Anglo-Saxon Modronit. Hopefully I pronounced that mostly correct. Later, departing from its pagan roots, Yule underwent Christianized reformation, resulting in the term Christmastide. Some present-day Christmas customs and traditions, such as the Yule log, Yule goat, Yule boar, Yule singing, and others, may have connections to older pagan Yule traditions. The saga of Hakon the Good credits King Hakon I of Norway, who ruled from 934 to 961, with the Christianization of Norway, as well as rescheduling Yule to coincide with Christian celebrations held at the time. The saga says that when Hakon arrived in Norway, he was a confirmed Christian, but since the land was still altogether heathen and the people retained their pagan practices, Hakon hid his Christianity to receive the help of the great chieftains. In time, Hakon had a law passed establishing the Yule celebrations were to take place at the same time as the Christians celebrated Christmas. And at that time, everyone was to have ale for the celebration with a measure of grain or else pay fines and had to keep the holiday while the ale lasted. That sounds like a fun party. Scholars have connected the Yule period to the wild hunt, a ghostly procession in the winter sky. The god Odin, who is attested in Germanic areas as leading the wild hunt and bears the name Jolnir, and increased supernatural activities such as the wild hunt and the increased activities of Draugar, undead beings who walk the earth. Modronit, an event focused on collective female beings attested by Betty as having occurred among the pagan Anglo-Saxons on what is now Christmas Eve, has been seen as further evidence of a fertility event during the Yule period. You can read more about Yuletide over on Wikipedia, and it's a nice list of stuff. I found some other articles as well, but that's the one that's in the public domain that I can share on a podcast and not have to say, go check this out. I don't know. So I thought it was interesting, but I definitely recommend that you read more about it. I didn't know much about this at all. Now, I've heard it said that J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings in part to give England its own folk tales. So one of the things I love about my first story is that Yuletide better encapsulates the Hobbit winter celebrations than, say, Christmas, at least in name. So without further ado, here is the story of Yuletide. During live shows, I talk about the little Hobbit village that happens every 3 years in Kentucky. It's called Alep. a long-expected party. A gross of Tolkien enthusiasts, yes, gross meaning 144, gathered together in the Shaker Village to celebrate all things Lord of the Rings. And not just to celebrate, but to create, to be involved. Folks who go to Alep become a part of the world Tolkien created. Yes, there are amazing stories and things we learn from Michael Drout, but there's also art and writings and costuming and music, all by the people who love Lord of the Rings so much that they create their own art. Nancy Flynn is one of those people. She enjoys my music and sends me lyrics now and again. She wrote the lyrics to The Smeal or the Tree from my CD Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. And in 2012, she sent me lyrics to two Christmas songs. Found them in my email. Christmas in the Shire and Yuletide. I love the lyrics for both. Christmas in the Shire was the first song that I set to music. It's also still one of my favorite Christmas songs that I helped create. I absolutely love it. I love the melody that I created, but it is nothing without the wholesome, down-to-earth lyrics that accompany it. And it's one of the things I love about Hobbex. It's down-to-earth, or down-to-middle-earth, as the case may be. The other song, Yuletide, sat in my email for quite a bit longer, and basically until this year. The lyrics are, again, down-to-earth, and it's a song about how hobbits celebrate Yuletide. There are invitations to friends, there's dancing and eating, there's decorations and drinks. It's like a sneak peek at hobbit holidays. And while many of the celebration examples that she uses are kind of universal for our modern-day celebrations, I feel like there's something distinctly hobbit about them, and that's what I wanted to capture when I set the lyrics to music. I wrote several melodies over the years, and sadly, I didn't record any of them, so I started from scratch each time, including this year. And this song was written with the vocal melody first and foremost. I feel like basic hobbit music is a hornpipe rhythm. It's fun and bouncy. You know, it's that type that you can easily sing without an instrument and still get people up and dancing. So that's how I wrote this melody. I sang it. I added my auto harp. Then Nathan Deese brought the song to life with a mandolin and whistles. And without further ado, this is Yuletide. It's from my newest single. You can find it in my Christmas driving playlist. I have that over on Spotify. There's a link in the show notes. And hopefully I'll have some links to maybe Apple or Amazon Music, one of those two, or both, who knows, in the coming weeks. We'll see how it plays out. Here's Yuletide.
Send out all the invitations to your neighbors and each friend. Remember all of your relations. Yuletide hearts and fences, men. String some berries, deck the mantle, hang the holly on the door. Trim the tree and light the candle, roll the rug back from the floor. Braid your toes and dress in fineness, gather all the children near. Share your love and show some kindness, Yuletide and the Shire is here. Arrive, the fire is roaring, festive music fills the hall. Everywhere goodwill's outpouring, hobbits hug from wall to wall. Take your best girl, join the dancing, round and round the room you go. Now's the time for sweet romance and kiss her neath the mistletoe. Let's all sing a rousing chorus, raise your voices, spread good cheer. Joy and peace and love surround us, Yuletide comes but once a year. Let's all sing a rousing chorus, raise your voices, spread good cheer. Joy and peace and love surround us, Yuletide comes but once a year. Gather round the laden table,
people, bow your heads for our repast. Load your plate with all your able, now the feast begins at last. Roasting meat, mushroom and tater, beans and barley in a stew. Tarts and pies and sweets for later, hobbits know just what to do. Pass around the mead and porter, rum and bourbon, wine and beer. Toasting Yuletide is in order, and to all a good new year. Pass around the mead and porter, rum and bourbon, wine and beer. Toasting Yuletide is in order, and to all a good new year.
Hope you enjoyed that single, and I do want to know, how do you celebrate Christmas and Yuletide? Drop me a line, sing@pubsong.net. When you send to that email, you will also get information on how to subscribe to this podcast, get a mini songbook, and you can subscribe to my mailing list. Support what you love. The musicians on this podcast are happy to share their music with you for free. You can find their music on streaming music sites. Streaming is a way to sample the music. If you hear something you love, these artists need your support. Please visit their website, sign up to the mailing list, and buy something. You could buy digital downloads, shirts, stickers, pins, songbooks, jewelry, or even the classic physical CD. Your purchase allows us to keep making music. And if you're not into the physical stuff, many artists, including me, are on Patreon. So please support the arts. If this show makes you happy, join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, drop me an email. You can also save 15% with an annual membership. Next time! Now, before we get started with the final story of the show, I want to give you some plans for 2022, since it's going to be a bit until I get back to the next episode of the show. I was debating whether I would release more of these episodes this December. I have all those episodes of the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast that I'm going to reshare, but time is really not my friend, so I decided that this is the final episode of 2021. I will be back in 2022. However, I'm going to do things a bit differently. I don't yet have a start date for the new year, but as I strategically plan, I think it won't begin until February, but I hope to start recording episodes in January and just build a catalog that I can release, just like I also plan to do with Coffee with the Celt Father. If you're a member of the Gunrunners Club, I'll break down my plans a little bit more with you over on Patreon. In the meantime, what is Celtic Christmas music? In 2014, I recorded a podcast called Celtic Christmas Greetings. It was a short podcast series designed to promote my then brand new album of Celtic Christmas music with the same name. Listening back to the series, I realized it is very much like this show, so I thought I'd replay that podcast here for those who might have missed it. The first episode tells the story of how and why I fused Celtic music and Christmas music to create a CD. Nella Cunadeevan, welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings, a podcast where I get to share some of my thoughts on Celtic Christmas music. But first, my name is Mark Gunn. I am the host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I also host a podcast called The Celtic Geek. And I am the host of the Celtic Christmas Podcast. And so I have a long history of playing Celtic music. I've been playing it for about 15 years as of the recording of this show. And I absolutely love Celtic music. And I love Christmas too. So a few years back, I finally got the idea that I need to merge these two a little bit more. It began with the Celtic Christmas podcast, and then I started recording my own original Celtic Christmas songs, as well as some traditional ones, trying to give them that Celtic flair, to make them special. This is all culminated in a brand new album called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can buy the CD on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, wherever. But it was a Kickstarter that I ran not too long ago, and the Kickstarter was such a huge success that I raised the money to create them as greeting cards. So you can buy the album and, you know, open it up and you can write a message to your family and friends and then send it to them for the holidays. It's a really wonderful way to share Celtic Christmas music with other people. Now, I wanted to start this show with what I think Celtic Christmas music is And then I'm going to finish up the show with some music from my album. Now, Celtic Christmas music is one of those things that if you look online, you find a lot of different things that people consider Celtic Christmas music. A lot of times you find this mellow, laid back music played on guitar or piano. And well, you know, I can't knock the instrument style. I play an auto harp, but quite honestly, it doesn't capture to me what is Celtic about it. It might be Christmas music, but it's not Celtic. So I think it's good to start to ask, what is Christmas music? And Christmas music, of course, is music that celebrates the Christmas holiday. Over on Wikipedia, it's described as Christmas music comprises a variety of genres of music normally performed or heard around the Christmas season, which tends to begin in the months leading up to the actual holiday and to end weeks shortly thereafter. By this definition, Celtic Christmas music works just as well as about any other genre of music for being Christmas music. We Celts can feel secure about celebrating Christmas with Celtic Christmas music. The themes, though, they vary a lot. A lot of times they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You'll hear chants and litanies and hymns and whatnot. But there's also carols, Christmas carols, that celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Though there's also many that are dedicated to Yuletide celebrations. And of course, moving into the mid-19th century, a lot of secular songs became Christmas songs, quote unquote, which is they focus on Santa Claus, Christmas trees, snow, and just the spirit of the holiday. Now, Celtic music is the music of the Celts. There's a group of people who linguistically traveled from Western Europe and headed on into Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, Isle of Man, Brittany, and Galicia down in Spain. And those are the Celtic people who have a very similar linguistic style. But there's also a musical style that goes along with it. I like to divide it into four different categories. There's traditional Celtic tunes, Celtic folk, Celtic rock, and Celtic New Age. Now, I am not a fan of Celtic New Age. I'll be straightforward. I like Enya, you know, hey, who doesn't? She's awesome. But outside of that, a lot of it comes off as it's piano music or synthesizer music with a cheesy edge. Sometimes it comes a little bit harp music, which harp, of course, obviously can work there. But it's kind of, for the most part, usually you end up with some synthesizers in there and just, or lots of reverb. And that's what makes something, quote unquote, Celtic. That's only a small part of what is really Celtic music. A lot of it is the instrumentation. Musically, there are certain styles that work more Celtic, but I like to think of it a little bit more, a lot of it being more instrument related. You know, there's instruments like the fiddle, bagpipe, flute, bawron, mandolin, Ilian pipes, and harp. And now in the last 100 years or so, you've added the banjo, bouzouki, accordion, concertina, guitar, and of course the auto harp. I play Celtic folk music primarily on the auto harp, and usually I'm focused mostly on songs because that's my style. And there are a lot of vocal inflections and whatnot that I associate with them, as well as lyrical content that reflect my Celtic culture. Celtic rock, of course, expands the genre of rock music to reggae to world beat to punk, whatever. And usually there's rock rhythms, but you have something thrown in either lyrically or instrument wise. A lot of them have flutes or fiddles or bagpipes that really give them that Celtic flair. That's just a brief glimpse at what Celtic music is. But as I see it, New Age Christmas music isn't Celtic Christmas music. It's New Age Christmas music. When I look for Celtic Christmas music, I look for music that captures some of those rhythms and styles, as well as the lyrical themes of the Celts during Christmas. I'm going to play in a little bit God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and I worked with my friend Samantha Galogli, and I asked her to add Celtic rhythms to it. So we add a nice tune in between the vocals to give that traditional Christmas song a Celtic feel. I was watching the Gothard Sisters' new Christmas with the Gothard Sisters video that they just released. And same sort of thing. The Gothard Sisters, they add in these traditional, a lot of traditional fiddling, some songs, and mixing the Celtic culture with the Christmas culture. and a little bit of Irish dancing thrown in. And it's a beautiful, wonderful mix of music. But it is not, again, new age Christmas music. If you go over to iTunes and see some of the top selling quote unquote Celtic Christmas albums, and sadly, one of the top ones up there, it has, there's some choir music in it. There is a little bit of flute and violin, not to be confused with fiddle. Yes, the instrument is the same, but the style is different. And that's kind of what sets apart Celtic Christmas music. You know, there are rhythmic pieces that go into the Celtic music that just don't quite work for classical music. Yes, the Gothard sisters were classically trained, but their music is much different. Now, over the next few days, I'm going to share some more of thoughts of what I think Celtic Christmas music is, and I'd love your feedback. What does Celtic Christmas mean to you? You can post your comments on my blog at markgunn.com, where this will go live. You can also subscribe to this podcast by following the feed in my show notes, again, at markgunn.com. I will have this podcast up on iTunes soon, but it's not quite there yet, so stay tuned for that. And then I would love your reviews and whatnot when it finally does go live. And of course, subscribe to the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Let's finish up the show with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from my album, Celtic Christmas Greetings. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Na Lacuna Dive.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of
If you want to find more great Celtic Christmas music, go to CelticChristmasMusic.net. All right, I'm going to play a song from Kilted Kings. It is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Now, you will note that the original podcast version had my CD version, and that had Samantha Gilogley playing fiddle. And instead, this is the version with Randy Watke playing percussion while I sing Samantha Gilogley's part. I think those are very important things to point out. One of the reasons I ended up changing it was comfort and joy. Comfort or comfort and joy, I think. I know for one, my wife didn't like the way I was saying comfort in the version that I did on Celtic Christmas Greetings. And as I started listening, I was like, yeah, I get your point. So I changed it up and I decided to re-record the song with Kilted Kings. And of course, Randy added a little bit of breathing space during the song that gave it a little bit of groovier edge, which I really love as well. So without further ado, here is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, a blessed babe was born. Laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Thank you so much for listening to Pup Songs and Stories. I hope you had fun, and I will be back in 2022. Keep an eye open to my mailing list. Again, send us an email to sing@pupsong.net so you can subscribe and you can find out when the new episodes for 2022 start coming out. Thank you again. I'll talk to you next year. Nalakha Nadiv. That means Merry Christmas. Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.